And our second half kickoff brought to you by the Sump Funeral Home and Crematory with locations in Bartlesville, Nowata, and Barnstall. Sump is proud to announce the construction of a new facility in Nowata with grand opening set later for this year. Sump Funeral Home and Crematory serving local families since 1966. Here's a short kick, and a ball is loose. Both teams trying to dive for it. Let's see who has it.
There's a whole lot of love and touch and squeezing going on at the bottom of that pile. Looks
Nowata's going to have it.
Looks like Skyler. I can't tell if that's a 9 or an 8. If it's 9, it's Skyler Stover came up with the ball.
Well, so Nowata will have the ball to begin the second half, first and 10 from their own 46-yard line.
These kickoffs have been a tricky thing tonight. Nothing is for sure.
No, not really.
Okay, no Terrell Collins and no Cody Smith to start the second half.
Shotgun formation for Will Lester. We got T.J. Donaldson in the lone set. Now, actually, Collins is in the game. And Lester sweeps to the left, and he's going to be tackled for a loss at the 39-yard line. And looks like they're on the tackle. Not sure who made that tackle. Looked like Kyler Hancock there on the tackle, I believe.
And I stand corrected. You're right, Adam. They had Terrell split out wide to the right, or excuse me, to the left side. So we don't know if that was maybe a double reverse or something tricky, but he's back in the backfield there alongside Will Lester on this play.
Second and 16 from Nowata's 40-yard line. Lester in the shotgun formation. Two wide receivers. Pump fake. Collins runs from the middle to the 45, down to the 48-yard line. So a nice run there by Terrell Collins. Looks like that Chase Rebard there on the tackle, and looks like that Collins is down.
It's going to bring up about a third and 8.
Looks like it looks like a
cramp
there.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're picking up legs and stretching, so it's that old bugaboo. Now, the temperature has dropped to about 70 degrees now. It was 81 at game time, so it's a nice, cool evening, but still the boys are perspiring and using up a lot of body moisture, so a lot of dehydration, a lot of cramps possibility going on for both sides. We saw that a lot last week as well.
Yeah, it happened a lot last week there, and it's just important to get these guys all looped up and drink a lot of water, Gatorade, whatever you got to
pickle juice.
Pickle juice. Never had pickle juice. I think it's yucky, but whatever works, it can work. And now Collins is going to come off the field there, at least for one play. But you're now looking at 3rd and 7 from the 49-yard line. That was a gain of 9 for Terrell Collins.
Big play right here. And the Dewey faithful are making some noise over here on the near sideline, trying to support that Dogger defense.
Lester in the shotgun formation. T.J. Donaldson, the lone setback. In motion, play action. Lester passes, and it's overthrown. Looks like that Bryce Hewitt was the intended receiver, and now you're looking at 4th and long.
He kind of tried to bait him into a pass interference on that, too.
Yeah.
He flopped.
So it looks like that Dewey is forcing Nowata to punt the ball away with 10:29 to go in the third quarter, 22-14, favor of the Armin. Don't know the situation for Cody Smith, why he's not been out there at quarterback. We've seen him a lot on defense.
Well, I noticed the last defensive series he had a big pad on his right elbow.
Low snap. Lester is going to kick it. He's going to be set at the 42-yard line. Jacob Shambles along with Jacob the Close there on the tackle.
And officially that'll be scored as a block punt, but he never got the punt off the ground. He picked it up and had nowhere to go. Dewey put the pressure on. So 10:24 to go. Dewey has the ball for the first time this half, trailing by 8 and in Ironman territory at the 43-yard line.
Here goes shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. Two wide receivers on each side. Blackman in motion. They're going to hand it off to Blackman. Sweeps to the right, to the 40, to the 35, to the 30, and knocked out of bounds at the 27-yard
line.
Flag
on the play. Adam back here late. Threw it at about the 35, and it bounced to the 30 to the 29 to see what this is going to be.
There is a flag on the play. I didn't see the flag there thrown, but a hold against Dewey.
Oh, my.
Now, that should be a spot.
Yeah, so
foul.
He should get the 12 yards, and then so be a gain of two, basically, when it comes back.
So it crowd on his feet. That's good. Yeah, he's going to gain. It's going to be first and. It's going to be first and seven from the 40. So first and seven from the 40-yard line. Two wide receivers on each side. Simmons. Hands it off to Brewer. He'll sweep to the left to the 40 and kicks around to the 35 to the 34-yard line.
And he got 6 of the 7 on that carry.
Dalton Carter there on the tackle for the Noah Ironman.
Second down, less than a yard to go.
Second down, less than a yard to go from the 34-yard line.
And Adam Brendan Timmons, 58, has checked into the backfield of the Doggers.
Hand off to Hunter Brewer. Sweeps to the right to the 30, dives to the 28-yard line, and up for a Dogger first down.
And they took a page out of the Ironman first half playbook. They brought in a good blocker, a 58. Brendan Timmons slid him to the right and then ran behind him with Hunter Brewer. Lots of blockers over on that right side.
First down for the Nowata 28. Brewer breaks the tackle to the 20, to the 15, down to the 12-yard line. Enough for a Dogger first down. And boy, I tell you what, this Doggers team trying to get this Dogger fans it all pumped up, and now they're going no huddle again. Gain of 17. Hand off again to Hunter Brewer, and he's smashed there at the 11 to the 10-yard line. Might have gained a yard.
He did. He got 1 yard.
So a gain of one makes it second and nine from the 10-yard line. And a shotgun formation for Timmons. Arrow handed off to Hunter Brewer. Runs to the left of the 10. And might have gained past the 10 to the 9. And again, Dalton Carter there on the sock. 8:45 and counting here in the third quarter. 22-14 favor of Nowata. Actually, that was a gain of one. Makes it third and eight from the 9.
And Dewey turning up the heat in the tempo here. They've got two blockers. They've got two linemen in the backfield with Hunter Brewer.
The snap. Brewer. Actually, it's Timmons. He'll roll to his right, has a seam to the 10, and dives to the 5-yard line. Depending on the spot, it looks like a little bit short of the first down.
I think you're right. He's just a little shy of it. Get about 5 yards of it, though.
They got to get to about the 1, maybe 2. So it'll be 4th and 2 from the 5-yard line. Dewey will go for it. Shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. And we're going to have an offside call.
And the Ironmen are going to be offside. That'll be a 3-yard penalty, but more importantly, it'll bring up first and goal for the Doggers.
Now that they brought up Dewey to the neutral zone, that's the question here, but it looked like on the right side was Nowata that jumped first, and I think that's what they're going to do. It should be first and goal now with half the distance.
Yes.
Well, they're going to have to measure here. Yeah, the officials are going to measure right here.
Because he had to go to just inside the 3, so it may not be a first.
Probably be about 4th and 1, maybe.
About 4th in the length of my Gatorade bottle.
Yeah.
for those of you watching at home.
Yeah, it's going to be fourth and inches. So the fourth and inches from about the three. Oh, here we go. They got to go about to the 1 yard line for the first down. A receiver on each side. Get a shotgun formation for Blake Timmons.
That's Jacob Shambles, the other blocker in the backfield with Brendan Timmons.
A snap. Brewer has it. He'll look in the end zone. Good night, Tui. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. Hunter Brewer on a 3 yard run to the middle. And Dewey coming right on back, down by two with 8:11 to go in the third quarter.
Just a well executed drive by the Bulldogger offense, Adam.
What a great play there by, what a drive though by Dewey that started from Milwaukee's 43. And now Dewey's going to go for two here to tie it up. They're kind of in a spread formation here. A snap, and a block. He'll find a wide open Brandon Tidwell for a two-point conversion. Boy, it faked me out. They gave it to Blackman, and the two-point conversion is good to tie it up at 22. Timeout on the field, 8:11 to go in the third. We're knotted at 22, fans. We'll take a 30-second break, and you're listening to high school football here on Real Country K-Rig. Well, it didn't take long for Dewey to tie this one up. Nine plays, 43 yards on a Hunter Brewer 3 yard run. And then Brandon Tidwell passed from Jonathan Blackman. And we're knotted at 22.
And the Dewey crowd's really into it.
And Brown will now kick it off. Here's the kick. Little squiggly kick. Ball is still loose, and I think no one has recovered it. They have from the 35.
Yeah, Josiah Clark able to fall on that one at about the 35-yard line. Kind of reset that two-point conversion, Adam. They had a center over the ball, and Timmons behind him in the shotgun with Hunter Brewer behind him. Then they had three linemen left, three linemen right, and a receiver behind each set of linemen. Well, the center just long snaps it laterally to Jonathan Blackman way over here on the left side. He drops back, chunks a pass to Tidwell, and there's nobody on him. That was a great play.
Now Will Lester will set things up here for the Ironman. Long set back, Terrell Collins. Shotgun formation, two wide receivers to the left, one on the right. Handoff is to Collins. He'll run to the middle to the 35 to the 39-yard line. Collins again slow to get up, and now I think he's cramped up the gear again. It was Terrell Collins. Now there's nobody coming up to assist him right now.
Yeah, they're
now
taking their sweet time.
You know, it has to be a cramp there for Terrell Collins. Yeah, they're going to stretch up that leg again. The second time he's gone down.
Yeah, I better give him some pickle juice after this.
Yuck. Yucky. Well, it might be good for some. But
yeah, well, don't drink the yucky pickle juice. Drink the good pickle juice.
Well, still, it's yucky. 7:58 to go. Excuse me, 7:56 to go in the third quarter. We're tied at 22, and now Terrell Collins now has to be assisted up there.
Well, and that,
and I think Collins is hurt.
Yeah, they're not letting anything touch the ground there.
Yeah, he's hurt. He's not put any weight at all.
Adam, bottom of the ninth in Cincinnati is all tied at two between the Cardinals and the Reds.
Well, now the concern for Nolwata is Terrell Collins, and that's one player that Nolwata can ill afford to lose of injury. You know, he had some injury problems last year, if you recall.
Yes.
And could have used him in some of those game-time situations. And now no one will call a timeout.
That's their first of this half.
We'll take one with them. 7:53 to go in the third quarter. We're knotted at 22. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to high school football here on Real Country KRIG. Welcome back here to Bulldogger Stadium. We're knotted at 22. Dewey came on back on a 9-play, 43-yard drive. Hunter Brewer on a 3-yard scamper.
And it won't officially show up as a turnover in the box score, but the big play there was the Ironmen couldn't get a punt off in their own territory, and they were just swarmed. And now they're down a quarterback and a running back. It'll be interesting to see what the Ironmen are able to do here. Dalton Carter checks into the line for the Ironmen, and it looks like
shotgun formation for Lester. Lester will keep it. And he'll bunts into one tackle, spins around to the 40 to the 43-yard line.
They made almost 5 yards out of nothing there, Adam. Nice run.
Good run there by Will Lester, and it's going to be about a two yards short of the first down. They'll spot the ball at the 43.
Skyler Thornton is into the game for the Ironmen.
As a tailback, you think?
Must be. Lester getting the play from Xavier Mathis, and we're down to 10 seconds. So one place where the Ironmen have been a little slow is getting in and out of the huddle.
Two wide receivers to the right side. Lester will keep it. Boom, down he goes!
Oh, my gosh.
At the 36-yard line.
Wow.
And I believe that was Tyler Hancock.
It was, and he came out of there like he was shot out of a cannon, Adam. Holy cow.
That's a 6-yard loss, and I'll now make it 4th and 8. Boy, Dewey's defense, especially that front four, has played a whale of a game here today.
Yeah, and they just got it handed to him last week, and they have really made improvements.
Now 4th down and 9. Lester back to punt, I'm assuming, the snap. There's a kick. That is a line drive kick, not even a good kick at all. But it gets a decent bounce for the Ironman as the ball is now dead at the 33. So Dewey will have the ball for the second time here in the second half from their own 33-yard line with 6:20 to go in the third quarter. We're knotted at 22.
And, Adam, this looks just like a repeat of the first half. The Ironmen look lethargic, don't have any fire. All the momentum is going to Dewey, and they have the ball at their own 33-yard line. Chance to go ahead.
Shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. Hands it off to Brewer. Runs to the right to the 40. To the 45. Tripped up at the 47-yard line. And Hunter Brewer, it's just an average night for him in the offense. Actually, they'll spot it at the 45, so a gain of 12.
Yeah, 14 carries and 84 yards on the night for Hunter Brewer as he picks up another first down for the Doggers at their own 45.
Timmons on the shotgun, hands it off to Brewer again, right side, to the 50, to the 45, and breaks a couple of tackles and knocked out of bounds at the 40.
Wow. He's taking him about 15 at a pop now. Up to 99 yards. His next carry should put him over 100 yards yet again. How many times have we seen that in his career?
Oh, a bunch of times. Ever since his sophomore campaign.
Yeah, Drake Shell's going to check into the game for a win to Jacob Shambles at the blocking back. They're just running a kind of a diamond. They're running two blockers and Hunter Brewer behind him. Blake Timmons kind of in the middle, handing the ball off. Brendan Timmons, the other blocking back in there for the Doggers.
Receiver on each end, hand off to Sir Brewer. He goes to the left of the 40. Breaks the tackle to the 25, to the 30, to the 25, down to the 24-yard line. And did you see that? Jonathan Blackman put a whale of a hit there.
Jonathan Blackman just de-cleated Dilton Carter, and he's still hurt.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, that was a hit. That's a major league hit right there, fans. From the 35-yard line, they give Hunter Brewer more yards there. Boy, he put a lick in there. And I believe Carter's down.
Yeah, he is. He's hurt.
Do you think that was about time that Jonathan Blackman got physical?
Yes.
Right there, my friend.
Somebody said that he didn't really like the physical contact. He liked that one.
Oh, he certainly did.
Yeah, that's a 19-yard run in a hurry. And it's capped off by Hunter Brewer leaping over a would-be Ironman tackler. 118 yards on the night, another first down. And Dewey just right now looks unstoppable. That was a peelback block. It was legal. Jonathan Blackman got his head and shoulders well in front of Dylan Barnes. And, I mean, he just – you got to have your head on a swivel when you're going up that field, and he just got de-cleated. I'm surprised his clothes are still on.
17-yard gain, by the way, for Hunter Brewer.
I gave him 19.
You gave him 19, okay.
42 to the 23.
Okay. So Dalton Carter, who got knocked out, is up on his own power.
Yeah, he's looking around for a truck.
Yeah. But what a heck of a hit, though, by Jonathan Blackman. But again, it clapped off a nice run there by Hunter Brewer, who is now over 100 yards rushing.
They've just gone to no frills. They're not disguising it. They're sending Drake Scholl and Brendan Timmons straight ahead to take out the linebackers so they can't pursue. And they're just sending Hunter Brewer to the edge and letting him do it all one-on-one with the corners. Cody Smith has checked in over here for Dylan Barnes.
First and 10 from Nowanus 23. Shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. Brewer the lone setback. Receiver on the left. They're going to give it to Brewer. He'll spin one tackle, runs to the right to the 20. To the 15, down to the 13-yard line. Looks like that's going to be another Dogger first down.
Yeah, they're going to mark it right at the 12.
They have not had a second down on this drive. They've all been first downs. First and 10 from the 12, 11-yard gain for Hunter Brewer. Shotgun formation again for Blake Timmons, and Dewey trying to retake the lead here. 5.5 to go in the third. Handing off to Brewer again, runs to the right to the 10, and crosses the 10 to the 9.
About 3 yards.
Blue Ironman players there on the stop. I think they're going to spot it right at the 10.
Well, all the momentum hanging with the Doggers right now. They can do no wrong offensively.
Second and 8 from the 10.
Ironman can't even get a defensive sub yet.
The snap. Brewer goes to the right to the 10 and knocked down
nice
immediately
play.
At the 7. That's a great play there by an Ironman defender.
And
now
hurt.
Late
uh-oh,
flag
uh-oh.
Comes on the play. And there is an injured Ironman at the sidelines. I'm not sure who that is.
He's writhing, and now they're finally getting somebody to him. We've got a flag after the fact. So after about a 4-yard run, see what we're going to call
it. The flag here. It came in really late after the play. Dead ball, personal foul against Nowanus.
So that'll be the 4-yard run, then half the distance from about the 7, Adam.
So you're looking at probably about the 7, you say?
From the 7, so it'll be about the 3.5-yard line.
Be about the 3. First and goal from the 3. So Dewey 3 yards away from retaking the lead here with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. We're knotted at 22.
They're going to call it second and 1 after the penalty, so it did not
okay.
give them a first down.
All right, second and 1. Actually, third and 1.
You're right. Third and 1.
It's actually third and 1. It shouldn't be third and 1. It should be first down and goal.
No, the penalty didn't take him. Well, if they call it at the 7.
Should that be half distance in a first
down? Yeah, should
half?
Go to the 3.5, but that's about where they're standing. I think that's what Tyler Cade's asking. Shouldn't it be automatic?
Okay, that's what I'm thinking too. Should have that been automatic?
And
that's
the referee
no.
says no. We're back to 3rd and 1.
All right. Timmons in a shotgun formation, a receiver on each end. And Timmons is going to keep, actually, Brewer keeps it, but he...
Yeah, I think that hit the ground. I think he dropped it, picked it right back up, bounced back to him. Now,
yeah.
Loss of 2, and it's going to be 4th and about 3. big play.
So you're looking at about the 5-yard line. Actually, no, it'd be about the 6.
Yeah, just outside the 5. You know, the Ironmen have prided themselves over the last few years of having a stingy defense, and now they're hoping they can rise to the occasion here. Big play in this ball game, 4:27 in the third quarter.
Shotgun formation again. And crowd wanted offsides. They won't get it. They'll keep going here.
He didn't break the neutral.
10 seconds to go on the play clock. Now they'll change the play here. The snap. Timmons throws a rainbow pass to Blackman, and he's under. And now got a flag on the play at the end zone.
That'll be a first and goal at the 1, Adam, if it's pass interference on Nowata.
If that's the case.
Yeah, and the referee made the preliminary signal over to Corey James that it's going to be pass interference.
Let's see about the call here. This was a huge play either way. Pass interference against Nowata. It'll be half the distance.
So about a 3-yard penalty?
Well, yeah, it's got to be first and goal at the 1. It's got to be first and goal at the 1. It should be first and goal at the 1.
If they go from the 7 and half the distance, it'll be 3 yards. And they
better, it's at the 3.
Yeah, they better get it right here. Now, are they going to call it fourth down and inches?
Fourth and inches. Wow.
Wow. Big play.
Yeah, that is. Fourth and 4 from the 3. And now Corey James is getting an explanation from the official here. What a crowd here tonight for Dewey. They're on their feet. So is Nowata fans. Fourth and 1 from the 3. The snap. The Brewer on a fake handoff. He'll scamper into the 1. Did he cross in the plane? And should be first down no matter what. Let's see the call here. I think he's short of the goal line. He had to get to the 1 for the first. Still no signal yet.
First down.
First down. First and goal from the 1. Under 4 minutes to go. 3:58 to be exact. So first and goal from the 1.
Wow.
Boy, I can see Brandon Phelps on the sideline, rooting his team on in street clothes here tonight.
Yeah, you know, he's fronting at the bit to be out there and helping those guys.
Now hand off to Brewer. And Brewer dives in the end zone. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. Hunter Brewer on a 1-yard scamper. And Dewey takes the lead with 3:49 to go in the third quarter. So Hunter Brewer, another touchdown run for him. I believe that's his third of the night, isn't it?
Let's see. You are incorrect. That's his second of the
night. Second, okay. That's right. And now Dewey will spread out their offense on the two-point try, maybe.
That's a little different version of that swinging gate this time. Now they've got 3 down linemen, wide receiver to the right, 4 down linemen split wide to the left. He's going to give it to Hunter Brewer on the pitch. He's going to beat everybody. Oh, look.
Pitch, and it's wide open there for the two-point conversion.
Option pitch to Hunter Brewer and pass it to the end zone to Kasten Fry. Two-point conversion is good.
So the two-point conversion, too, is Fry on the pass from Brewer.
A little razzle-dazzle.
Yeah. Timeout on the field, 3:49 to go in the third, and Dewey takes the lead, 30-22. We'll take a 30-second break, and you're listening to high school football here on Real Country K-Rig. That drive for Dewey was 10 plays, 67 yards, a Hunter Brewer 1-yard run, and Fry on the pass from Hunter Brewer on the two-point conversion, and it's 30-22 favor of Dewey.
Well, Adam, the stage is set for me to witness something I have not witnessed in your company, and that is a Dogger victory over the Ironmen.
Still plenty of football left.
Oh, yeah. We've got 15 minutes and 49 seconds left of game football. But, wow, the momentum has really swung back to the guys in the red jerseys.
Cole Brown will kick things off here for the Doggers. Here's a kick, a squid kick, and ball is loose, and they finally got the recovery.
Fumble.
A fumble on the play, and now there's a flag on the play. I'm going to tell you what that flag is about. They call it a fair catch. So it's a fair catch violation. That's what it is. They called a fair catch.
And then tried to move it.
And tried to move it.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to call it here.
I think you got your stripes on tonight, brother.
Because I saw, and I couldn't tell who was the receiver on that play.
Ironman better find an answer. They've had two series of three and out.
Without Terrell, I believe who tried to return that was Hunter Bell.
Number three, yeah, I think you're right.
Well, the penalty is against Milwaukee. So the penalty is against Nowata, but Nowata will have the ball, though. It's only a 5-yard penalty.
I think they'll officially call that illegal procedure because you can't advance a fair catch.
That's correct. Want to come back, though, by the Doggers.
Oh, my. Yes.
Final score from Morrison. Morrison beats Pawhuska 30-12. That's of course, Pawhuska will be Dewey's next opponent, well, next week at the beach. First home game of the year for Pawhuska, by the way.
We may have to play a little Jimmy Buffett music next week.
Well, please do. All right, Nowata will have the ball and see if they can recover. They've gone three and out the last two possessions.
And T.J. Donaldson, or excuse me, Skyler Thornton in at quarterback. Looks like Luster, no, I'm sorry, Thornton is at the halfback position.
The snap, Luster goes back to pass, throws to his right, has a man open, it's caught, it's incomplete. But I tell you what, who got that defensive charge was Cole Hawkins. Nice defensive play there by Hawkins.
And Luster, not really known for his passing, he kind of underthrew that ball. It might have been picked off.
So it'll be second and 10 from the 25-yard line. 3:37 to go in the third quarter. It's Dewey 30 and Dewey 22. Excuse me, Dewey 30, Nowata 22. A lot of people thought that Nowata would win this game big. Well, they're wrong and we're right. Or I'm right.
You're right.
Because I called it here. I didn't think it was going to be that way. I thought it would be a close game, and it has been so far. Luster in the shotgun formation on a second and 10 from the 25. Luster, he'll roll to his right, breaks one tackle. Now rolls to his left to the 30, breaks another tackle, down to 35.
Yeah, and I think he got the first down. He's across the 35, Adam.
That's a good run there by Will Luster. Got something out of nothing.
And that's,
it seemed like it was 10 yards, but it seemed like it was almost like 20 by the way he's going.
Well, he didn't take the straightest route there, and he's kind of gimpy himself as he squats down waiting for the play to come in. You know, if I'm Corey James, I think I might work in my guys running the play in next week instead of jogging because they have been low on the play clock many times tonight.
First and 10 from Nowata's 36-yard line. Luster in the shotgun formation. Two wide receivers to the left side, one on the right. The snap, Luster. Now he'll run around
nice
and he's down immediately at the 37-yard line.
Well, I think the Doggers got lucky on that because they had to hold the Will's face mask for a moment.
Nick Kennevan there on the tackle, the transfer out of Georgia. So a gain of two on the play. It'll make it second down and eight from the 38-yard line.
Yeah, I think there's a collective from the Dogger faithful up here in the press box because they saw the face mask too. But you know what? I told you earlier on when there was kind of a bad call made against Dewey, those things kind of even out the game if you just play through it. And so far, that's come to pass.
Luster again on the shotgun formation. Two wide receivers to the left. The snap. Luster throws to his left. Has a man open, caught at the 35. Slips down to the 37. I believe that was Bryce Hewitt there on the reception. And it is.
And no gain on the play.
So that'll make it third and eight from the 38-yard line. Clock running with 2 minutes to go in the third. 30-22 favor of Dewey.
And after a big week last week, that's Hewitt's first catch for no gain. First catch of the night. Luster is so far 2 of 5 passing, 29 yards and an interception. The body language, if you watch the two teams right now, the body language is you can tell the Doggers have got the momentum. They have a spring in their step.
Hand off that time is Donaldson, and he's not going anywhere. He got slewed up there by Hunter Brewer along with, I believe it was Caston Fry.
I think you're right.
No gain on the play. It'll make it fourth and eight. Tell you what, Dewey has somehow.
And that was Terrell. He was back in the game carrying
the ball. Was that
Terrell
Collins? Sir. Okay. Yeah, he is back in the lineup.
Yeah, and he's moving slow. He's got 18 carries on the night, 147 yards.
And now Luster on the shotgun, the snap. Oh, squid kick. That's not a good kick at all. And that's going to roll to the 41-yard line in Dewey's territory. So, again, good defense coverage there by the Doggers, and they'll have it from their own 41-yard line. 44.1 seconds to go in the third. It's Dewey 30 and no one at 22.
And Adam, it's all Dewey right now. The Ironmen have nothing on offense. Collins is back in the game at linebacker as well. He's still stretching his legs out. Cody Smith back in the game at right corner for the injured Dylan Barnes.
And now Dewey will have a receiver on each end with a shotgun formation for Timmons. Lone setback is Hunter Brewer. Now they'll bring in Shambles along with Timmons. That's Brandon Timmons.
There's that diamond formation again that they've run all exclusively this second half.
Hand off to Brewer. Now play action. Timmons will throw. It's underthrown. It's incomplete. And Vance wanted an interference call.
Wow.
On Cody Smith. Now that pass was a little bit underthrown there to Jonathan Blackman.
And I got to tell you, Cody did everything but mug him on that play. He had hands on him. I'm not sure how Ironman fortunate to get away with that.
So now it's second and 10 from Dewey's 41. Hand off there to Hunter Burr. Runs to the right to the 45. Breaks the tackle to the 50. To the 45. And the 40 spins around down to the 35-yard line.
And Caston Fry with an awesome block on that right corner. He just sustained that block over and over. Let Hunter Brewer fly past him.
And that is enough for a Dogger first down. That's in Nowata's territory. They'll spot it, though, at the 41.
18-yard pickup for Hunter Brewer. Another night at the office for him as he's gone to 157 yards and 23 carries.
Hand off to Brewer again. Runs to the right to the 35. That's where he'll be stopped there. Again, a handful of Ironman players there on the stop. Looks like one of them on the stop there was Nick Steigerwald, who's in for the first time. And that will be the final play of the third quarter. We're through three, and your score, it is Dewey 30 and Nowata 22. We'll take a 60-second break, and we'll begin the fourth quarter of play. You're listening to high school football here on Real Country K-Rig. Go in this game. The battle of Northeast Oklahoma towns. 30-22 favor of Dewey. Adam Hooper, Tim Howe, David L. back in studios. Second and 5 from the 35 for Dewey. Hand off to Hunter Brewer. Runs to the right to the 30. And down at the 25-yard line, there's a flag on the play. Actually, two flags are down. We'll see about the penalties here. And
yeah, that might have negated a very fine run.
It might be a hold against Dewey. Yep. So a hold against Dewey.
spot it from the 30 where they're going to call the foul, so they bring it back 10 yards from there. So it's going to be about a second and 9, it looks like.
It's only a 4-yard penalty, really, on the spot of the foul. So they'll spot that inside the 40. So it'll be second and 9 from the 40-yard line. Again, the momentum, though, has changed again in favor of Stewie. Timmons in a shotgun formation, an empty backfield now with Brewer in motion. They're going to hand it off to Brewer. Sweeps to the right to the 40. To the 35, to the 30, spins around, and he's down at the 27-yard line. Enough for a dogger first down.
That kid has a head of steam. He's unstoppable.
It's like the Energizer Bunny.
Keeps going and going.
From the 27-yard line this time, first and 10.
I think we're going to see a 200-yard night out of Hunter Brewer.
Wouldn't surprise me. He had 144 last week against Adair.
He's up to 188. He'll get it again.
Oh, yeah. Again, an empty backfield. Now Brewer again. So he'll be second
fumble.
Again. Third down and a fumble on the play.
Jacob Shambles very alertly picked that up and carried it forward for about a 3-yard gain, but that was almost disaster.
Now you're looking at fourth and about 5 on the play.
I'll tell you what, Shambles has played a great game on defense and a heck of a game blocking for Hunter Brewer, and his alertness right there.
So fourth down, call it 4.
Kept the drive alive. Yeah, they're running that double swinging gate this time, Adam, like they ran on the 2-point conversions.
There you go. Here's a snap. And Timmons, he'll throw in the end zone. Has a man open. Caught. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. That's Jonathan Blackman on a 22-yard pass from Blake Timmons. And Dewey increases their lead.
3 touchdowns on the night. 160 yards receiving for Jonathan Blackman.
And it looks like now they're gonna spread it out maybe again, try to go for 2. It's now 36-22 in favor of Dewey.
The Ironmen have no idea how to defend the swinging gate.
Here's the snap. Timmons throws to the middle. And a pass incomplete. The intended receiver that time was Cole Brown. So the pass fails, and timeout on the field. With 9:37 to go in the game, and your score, it is Dewey 36 and Nowata 22. We'll take a 30-second break, and you're listening to high school football here on Real Country K-Rig. Well, that drive for Dewey, that started from their own 41. 9 plays. And 59-yard drive.
High kick.
As a high kick, spooch kick, and it's finally down by the Ironman. And again, Steigerwald. Nick Steigerwald there to make the fair catch, and Nowata will have it from their own 37-yard line.
Well, the Ironmen have run 3 plays and punted, 3 plays and punted, and 5 plays and punted. So we'll see what happens here. They just have nothing on offense. Luster's dinged up. Cody Smith is on the sideline. And Terrell Collins is dinged up. He's back in there, but he's hobbling. It'll be a gut check time. Xavier Mathis checks in with the play for the Ironmen. Dogger defense waving their hands, getting the faithful fired up over here on the near side.
They've been waiting 3 years for a victory against Nowata, and they're 9 minutes, 36 seconds away from that, but still a lot of football left. A snap there by Luster. Luster goes back to pass. Now Luster breaks the tackle. Runs to the 35 and knocked out of bounds at the 43.
Oh, easy. Yep, they're going to get a flag.
Late flag on the play. He was well hit out of bounds.
Yeah, there's no reason for that. He held him to a 6-yard run.
And you're going to tack on another 15 yards for a personal foul.
Yeah.
Late hit. Got to be smart out there right now. Again, there's still plenty of football left, 9:29 to go, and it's only a 14-point lead for Dewey.
Yeah, you got to keep your head. Know where the player is on the. I mean, he was well off out of bounds, and he shoved him from behind and had to leap a bench to keep from going down. And then there's that asphalt track after that. So that's going to mark the ball in Dogger territory, Adam.
And they're going to mark this at about the 42-yard line.
Well, if the Ironmen needed something to give them a little bit of life, they might have got it just, you know, it was a penalty in their favor in the first half that kind of turned things around. We'll see how this goes.
So first and 10 from the 42-yard line. Two wide receivers to the right. Now three wide receivers to the right, one on the left. Lester in a shotgun formation. Handoff is to Terrell Collins, and he gains maybe a yard to the 40.
Yeah, and that wasn't Terrell Collins' kind of run. He got to the line of scrimmage and about to got hit. He just kind of laid it down.
Actually, Jacob DeClose there on the tackle. First time we've called his name here today. So just inside the 40, it'll make it second and 8.
That was as timid a run as I've ever seen out of Terrell Collins.
He's not 100%. Neither he or Lester or Cody Smith not 100% here tonight. Now Lester, the shotgun formation. Handoff is to Collins. Big hole to the 35, down to the 33-yard line.
Now that looked more like Terrell.
Yeah, but again, he's slow to get up there again. Well, he's exhausted. And it looked like that time was Jacob DeClose there on the area. So now you're going to look at third and about
a yard.
About a yard. Third and one from the 40, excuse me, from the 33.
The Ironmen have two first downs in this half.
And Lester in a shotgun formation. Collins in motion. They'll pitch it to Collins to the right side. And Collins, he's not going anywhere. Breaks the hole. A couple of tackles still on his feet.
Holy
to
cow.
To the 20, to the 15, 10, 5. Good night, Stillwater. Touchdown, Ironman. Terrell Collins on a 33-yard run. He slipped by at least 5 Dewey tacklers. You thought he was dead. He was not. He kept on going strong. Into the end zone for a 33-yard score.
I have no words for that.
That is an unbelievable run by Terrell Collins.
And 187 yards and 21 carries. 3 touchdowns on the night. He didn't look gimpy that time.
No, he didn't. He kept on going. And now we got a ball game here, folks. It's Dewey's lead now cut to 8.
That's the thing about it. Collins and Jonathan Blackman both. When they touch the ball, they can hit a home run each time.
Here is Lester. Lester, he'll sleep to the right, and he'll dance on into the two-point conversion.
Mercy.
Timeout on the field. Folks, better fasten those seat belts. You're going to need them. 7:56 to go in the game. It is a brand-new game as Dewey lead cut to 6. Dewey 36, no one at 30. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to high school football here on Real Country K-Rig. Well, that was a 4-play, 63-yard drive that ended up being dead, that came out alive thanks to Terrell Collins' 33-yard run. And a two-point conversion run by Lester, Will Lester, and the lead now cut to 6, 33.
And Adam, I think they're going to try to kick it over the coverage's head here, over the receiver's head here. They got Jacob Barnes kicking off, and I think he'll try to kick it deep.
He's capable of kicking this ball deep. There we go.
He did.
The high kick. And this ball is going to be bounced at the 18-yard line.
Wow.
Actually, to the 15, excuse me.
Good strategy, because he carried it out of bounds. And so it's going to be poor field position for the Bulldoggers.
Well, if I was the Doggers, I would have let that one go and hit that ball out of bounds, because then you get a penalty, and the ball plays to the 35. So Kind of a bad decision right there for the Doggers.
I think he was more concerned with that ball being alive and maybe didn't want to give him a chance. I think that was Colby Williams back there deep to receive. So now they've got it at their own 16-yard line. Well, just like Lazarus, the Yardmen have been resurrected here after. I thought they were dead in the water, Adam. I got to tell you, that was amazing. Amazing run by Terrell Collins.
First and 10 from Dewey's 16-yard line. Timmons hands it off to Hunter Brewer and gets into the middle to the 19-yard line, met up by a couple of Ironman players.
Yeah, Dalton Carter stuck his nose in there.
And Skyler Stover there was the assist. So now you're looking at second and 6 from the 20. Again, a shotgun formation. No huddle there for Dewey. Clock rolling with 7.5 to go in the game.
Dewey doesn't need to be in any hurry. Just play a little ball control and keep this lead.
Handoff is to Hunter Brewer. Breaks one tackle and dives at the 25-yard line. It's still about a yard short of the first down. They got to get to the 26. But a nice run there by Hunter Brewer.
Yeah, he got 6 out of nothing on that. Just shy of 200 yards. He's got 29 carries. He's been the workhorse.
3rd and 1 from the 25. This has been a good ball game here.
No, he's not in the neutral zone. You can move.
Shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. Hand off again to Brewer. He'll run to the right. To the 25, and he spins around the 27-yard line. Enough for a Dogger first down. Will Lester there strung him down. So it's a first down, Doggers. You're right, clock is their friend right now, but it's really ball control is what they need right now. Gain of 4, first and 10 from Dewey's 29-yard line. Clock now rolls with 6.5 to go in the game. 36-30, Dewey on top. Play clock now down to 10.
Got a different running back in, too, for the Doggers. Looks like Chase Rivard, maybe, or
Drake
Scholl.
Drake Scholl now in the lineup. They're going to give it to Drake Scholl. Runs to the middle to the 30, down to the 34-yard line. Nice job there by Drake Scholl.
Yeah, that gives Brewer a chance maybe to get some.
Skyler Thornton there on the tackle.
Get some wind and come back out to carry again.
Gain of 4, and make it 2nd and 6 from the 34-yard line.
Yeah, they're doing a good job of just milking this clock, too. They don't have to be in any hurry. They have the ball. They're moving it, making first downs.
Play clock down.
Timeout.
Going out. Dewey's going to call a timeout.
First timeout of the half.
Supply and by Tulsa Bone and Joint.
You know, last week, Adam, we had this week, we want to give a big shout out to Robin Jordan, listening to Ironman Football in Wasilla, Alaska. And we're glad to have you guys along. As Bruce says on Facebook, you got to love modern technology. Listening to the Ironman game all the way in Alaska. So glad you guys are listening.
Coming up after this broadcast, we'll have the high school scoreboard show with Ben Nicholas. He'll have all the scores and highlights for you. Week number 1 of high school football. So Dewey has the ball, 2nd down and 5 from the 2nd and 6 from the 34-yard line. Handoff is to Drake Scholl, and he'll dive to the 35 to the 37-yard line. And there on the tackle was, I believe, was Will Lester, I believe. So it's going to be 3rd and close to 1.
About the length of Shaquille O'Neal's sneaker.
Yeah. 3rd and 1 from the 37-yard line. Get a shotgun formation. Scholl again gets the carry. And Scholl breaks one tackle. Won't get another one. He's scooted back at the 35-yard line.
He lost about a half a yard.
The first to get him was Dalton Carter.
Well, now it gets interesting.
Now that you're looking at about 4th and 3. Well, actually, they're still fighting at the 39.
They gave him they gave him forward progress as 4th and inches.
Now you're looking at about 4th and 1. from the 39. Got across the 40 for the first down. The snap. Shoal, actually Brewer has it. Spins to the right to the 40.
Hold
we
it.
Got a flag on the play, and yes, this may come back as the flag was thrown to the 35-yard line. This may come back to a hold. Yeah, it's a hold against Dewey.
Yeah, I think somebody had Dalton Carter wrapped up out here as he came from his left linebacker position. And that's going to be a big, big mistake.
Well, you can give him 10 yards, yeah, and now you're still looking at 4th and 11.
It amounts to a 2-yard run and about a 9-yard penalty.
So 4th and 9 from the 30-yard line. Here's a snap. Puts off a not a good punt. That is not a good punt there by Blake Timmons.
No, it's
they get
not.
Melwada.
Wow.
Excellent field position.
14-yard punt, Adam.
And now Melwada will have the opportunity here. Down by a touchdown. They have 45 yards to go with 4:12 to go in the game.
How big is that holding penalty right now?
That's huge. That is huge.
Negates a first down, and the Ironmen have the ball officially at the 44. It's just inside the 45-yard line.
With no water gimpy right now with some of their players, they're going to go down to Will Luster to lead this team to come back here. Terrell Collins now a lone setback, a receiver on each side. The snap, Luster spins around, crosses the 45 to the 41-yard line.
Yeah, how he got 3 yards out of that, I have no idea.
So a gain of 3 makes it 2nd and 7 now from the 41-yard line. Actually, a gain of 4 on the play. Now this is where Dewey's defense has to come in big.
Ironman has 2 timeouts, as does the and I think the Ironman is going to take one right here.
Well, the reason why the play clock was down to 10 seconds, they weren't even on the line.
All night long they've done stuff like that.
So timeout, no water. They're down to their final timeout with 3:36 to go in the game. It is Dewey 36 and no water 30. Again, coming up after our broadcast, we will have our high school scoreboard show with Ben Nicholas. He'll have all the scores and highlights for you for week number 1 of high school football. We've already got one final in today. Morrison beat Pawhuska 30-12.
And our old buddy David Crawford is sad because the Reds came back to beat the Cardinals 3-2 after the Cardinals went out to a 2-0 lead. So, no joy in Mudville.
This is a huge possession here for Nowata. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I do. Worst case scenario for Nowata, if you don't score, at least you want to pin them back deep in their own into the territory where you have a chance for a turnover and maybe get something in the end zone that way. Hey, we can go overtime. I wouldn't mind that.
I wouldn't mind that at all.
It all pays the same to me.
2nd and 6 from Dewey's 41-yard line. Luster in the shotgun formation, replacing the injured Cody Smith. Hand off to Terrell Collins. He'll run to the middle to the 40. Still on his feet to the 35, and he's scampers to the 33-yard line.
I think he got the first down.
And I believe you're right. He got the first down, and Hunter Brewer was around the area to make the tackle.
There's a dogger slow to get up.
And that's a first down for the Ironman. That's huge.
We're going to see, I think we're going to see 2 200-yard rushers in our ball game tonight. 6 more yards.
How rare is that?
Yeah, Brewer's right at, he's got 200 even.
So 1st and 10 from Dewey's 34-yard line. 3:10 to go in the game. Nowata trails 36-30. Luster in the shotgun, and now
flags
all over the place, and this might come back.
Yeah, illegal procedure. I think they had a false start over on the right side of the Ironman line.
Looked like Jacob Barnes was around that area. Yeah, false start against Nowata. So back him up 5 yards, and we'll make it first and 15 from the 39. A lot of publications thought this would be a blowout with Nowata being the favorite to win, but you know what? I'll prove them wrong again.
Penalties. Penalties have decided this game thus far.
So first and 15 from the 39-yard line. Now, penalties have been the factor of this game. It's switched every direction you get.
And we roll under 3 minutes to play in the game.
Luster in the shotgun formation, receiver to the left. Play action, Luster, he'll throw to his left, and the pass is intercepted! And there's a flag on the play, and it's going to be Kasten Frye. Actually, is that Kasten Frye on the pick?
Is that Kasten, or is that... Yeah, I think you're 88. I think you're right.
That's Brandon Tidwell there with the interception, and I think that's going to come back. Oh, pass interference against Dewey.
Wow.
Oh, how huge is that?
Wow.
The pass was underthrown, and you look like that.
Looked like both men were fighting for the ball. Holy cow.
So that would.
This will make a first down right at the sticks, because it's a 5-yard penalty to make it a first and 15. So 15 yards should make it first and 10 from about the 24-yard line.
Boy, how huge is that penalty with 2:46 to go in the game?
Well,
you had a chance to turn the ball over, and
every bit as big as that.
Nowata only has one timeout.
Right.
You make them burn a timeout, and you run the clock down.
It's every bit as big as that holding penalty. And I'm sure our listeners at home can hear the reaction.
So you're looking at first and 10 from the 29.
17 first downs on the night for the Ironmen. New life, new set of downs. 2:46.
Luster in the shotgun formation. Two wide receivers to the right. Collins in motion. They'll pitch it to Collins. He'll run to the right to the 25, to the 20. Spins around, knocked down to the 15-yard line. Boy, is this Terrell Collins tough or what? He's been beaten up. He's been...
Well, we've counted him out a couple of times
tonight.
Counted
him out a couple of times.
But he gets back off the canvas and takes another swing.
Now you're looking at second and one. Actually, second and two on the play. Gain of 8.
And
from the 15.
Terrell has 23 carries, 203 yards on the night. There we have two guys, one from each squad, with over 200 yards rushing.
Incredible.
Just a testament of what great athletes we're watching.
Play clock down to 2 seconds. Handoff is Collins, who runs to the right to the 10 and knocked down the bounds at the 9.
And you know, he did a smart thing there, Adam. He bounced it out so he could get to the sideline and stop the clock, because he knows he only has one timeout left.
1:53 to go.
Down to the 10, it looks like.
36-30. Dewey leads Nowata. And that'll be from the 9-yard line.
From the 9? Very good.
That was a 6-yard gain by Terrell Collins. Now, Dewey's defense, can they hold Nowata's offense here?
You know, they're making their yardage to the right side of the Ironman line. That's where they've gone all night. It's been their bread and butter.
Luster in a shotgun formation.
Cade trying to get a man over to the right.
Hand off Terrell Collins to the middle. Now
good
the
play.
8-yard play. Good job there by that front four in Dewey's defense.
Somebody crashed down from this right side of the Dewey defense and caught him from behind. That was a great play.
Second and goal now. Actually, yeah, second and goal from the 8. That was a 1-yard gain.
That's a good
run to... 1:10 to go in the game, 15 seconds to go in the play clock. Dewey and Nowata again having a slow time getting the play in here. Play clock now down to 5. Luster in the shotgun formation. 1 second to go. They finally got it off. Ball is loose! And Luster will have a fall on the ball on the ground at the 10. So a loss of 2,
time
that'll
out.
Make it third and goal from the 10.
Narman just took their last timeout, Adam.
So Nowata has called their final timeout with 42.8 seconds to go in the game. Dewey hanging on to a 6-point lead, 36-30.
Are you getting your money's worth tonight, fans?
I think we're all getting our money's worth right here.
I tell you what, don't care whether you're a Dogger fan or an Ironman fan, you got to be on the edge of your seat right now.
Now the question is that right now for Nowata, they've really got two plays to get in the end zone, barring a penalty.
And you know, what they decide to do here is very crucial because they've got to get back up and get back to the line of scrimmage because you got to call two plays in the huddle right now, Adam. You got to call them right here. If you've got a Cracker Jack Dipsy Doodle play, you better call it. Here we go. I got my seatbelt on. I've got one of those five-point seatbelts in the NASCAR car.
Yeah, better fasten them. Third and goal from the 11. Shotgun formation for Will Lester. Receiver on the left side. Hand off to Rail Collins. Runs to the right, to the 10, to the 5, and he dives to the 4-yard line. Will short on the first down. Now you got to hurry up. 30 seconds to go.
Fourth and goal. No timeouts.
Fourth and goal, and this is the ball game here. Fourth and goal from the 6-yard line, a gain of 4.
And they're just running behind big Jacob Barnes over there.
Shotgun formation, handoff, Collins. He runs to the 5, and he's not going to make it. Dewey's ball. What a stop there by the Dewey defense.
And I think he fumbled it as he went down, and I think they recovered it right at the 1-yard line or maybe in the end zone. I can't tell.
Two players down for Nowata, and Dewey will have the ball with 5.5 seconds to go. And they're that much away from ending a 3-year drought. But again, there's a couple of players down for Nowata. I'm not sure who made the first hit there. There was a whole slew of linemen. Canavan was one of them there.
Ironman trying to run in behind big Jacob Barnes to get on that right side as Terrell tried to bounce it out. Couldn't tell who hit him first, but great effort from both clubs.
Well, there are two players down for Nowata. I can't see.
I think Terrell's the one in the middle of the...
He's been down the count
like
3 or 4 times already. But you know what? He's played like a man tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what, Adam. He finishes the night, 27 carries, 220 yards, and 3 touchdowns. So you can't say that young man didn't do his part. 5.5 seconds to go.
One of the Nowata players is up on his feet in his own power. I'll tell you what, this Dewey defense responded after giving up 76 points last week at Adair.
Yeah, and the ball was fumbled into the end zone and Dewey recovered, so they'll have it at their own 20 to take a knee there. So that's a little bit better breathing room for Coach K. Coach K is going to pick up his first career head coaching victory tonight, and it's going to come against bitter rival Nowata.
How sweet is this? He told me when he first took this job back in May, one of the first things they told him was about this Dewey Nowata showdown. He says, this is a game that you've got to have. And Dewey, now in their victory formation here, are getting there.
And I know our listeners at home and across the board can hear the Dewey faithful right below us as the Ironman faithful are packing up and heading home with something they don't see very often. That's a Bulldogger victory. Been since 2012.
So here we go, the victory formation here.
That's it.
And that will do it. Your final score is Dewey 36 and Nowata 30. And Dewey players are up, jumping around as they get their first victory against Nowata in the first time in 3 years.
Well, think about it, Adam. I don't think this senior class has seen a victory against the Ironmen.
No, they have not. And they finally do here tonight. 36-30. Dewey defeats Nowata. We'll come back. We'll give you some final numbers. We'll wrap this game up in 2 minutes. You're listening to high school football here on Real Country K-Rig.